Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, there was a picture that I posted out there. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, of Ant-Man. And it's a quote from Michael Jordan who says, "It's a bad brother." And I simply said, I would love to have him here. And I mentioned this earlier this week when I was like, did you guys watch him over the weekend? I think he dropped 33 on Kevin Durant's head and, you know, was talking trash. And he says, look, Kevin Durant's my all-time favorite player. It's just fun out there, being out there and having an opportunity to do this. But Clarence for Georgia says, you know, Jokic and Brunson being second rounders means every team passed on these guys.
Correct.
At least once. And it's interesting. He says, just food for thought. You know, sometimes your star doesn't necessarily have to be the guy you think it is. And I mean, when Joker came into the league, guys, nobody thought he was going to be this. When Brunson came into the league, guys, he was going to be a backup.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm glad you pointed that out, because we're wondering where the Hawks are going to go. And we've got plenty of time to discuss this. But as we watch these NBA playoffs, it's like, you know, you kind of shrug and go, I said this the other day, what's the plan? Where are we going? So, George, thanks for listening, man. But, yeah, I'm with you. Those guys right now are balling.
It is interesting, because I remember, like, some of those draft night projections, they had Jalen Brunson like Mateen Cleaves.
That's
like
right.
He was going to be a whole lot of nothing at the next level. Yeah. You know, and obviously they've reunited that whole Villanova thing. It's just amazing.
It really is. All right, guys, if you're just joining us, we are counting down to the draft. Mike and I are super excited. We're going to be down in Mercedes-Benz. We'll be doing the show live from down there 2 until around 7:15 or so. I know it's open to season ticket holders, so if you get a chance, come by, say hello. But the fact is, you know, what changes now between now and the draft? Between now and 48 hours from now, right? We come back Friday. Who are Mike and I talking to at the Ticketmaster Studios? Is it one of the guys you've been talking about, or is it something completely different? And today, Mike said, as we started the show, you know the Falcons will do something that nobody expects. And I simply said, well, what if I told you that something was drafting Michael Penix Jr.?
What?
They really like him, but they're not the only team that likes him. And it got a lot of people, and still has a lot of people, up in arms, because you guys are going, but that ain't what we need. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a team that sees their quarterback situation maybe for 2 years, Mike, with Kirk Cousins. And by the way, Kirk listens and his people, and I know they do. We love the idea of getting him here. I think he's going to be great for the Falcons. We're simply talking about the draft and the approach. And if you like a player, you draft him. If you think this is a guy that can be that difference maker down the road, Mike, you don't wait. You draft him. I know so many of you are having an issue with like putting this together and saying, why in the hell would the Falcons do this? And I said to Mike, do they ever do what you want them to do?
No.
They don't.
Never, ever. As the only time I think I did want Vic Beasley, you know, and we did have short-term success with him, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
But that the only time the Falcons ever did what I wanted as a fan, and you knew what they were going to do when that news dropped that they made the deal with the Chargers to go get number one and take Mike Vick in 2001, electrified the city. It was the most un-Falcony thing you could ever imagine. that they're going for it, and Dan Reeves has signed off on it, and he wants Mike Vick. And it was like, wow. And that's why, I mean, and that's why I get it when we get into these, you know, comparisons and why some guys are lukewarm on Kirk. Guys, I lived here. I saw it too. I had the jersey, man. I'm not like anti-Vick. I'm just telling you, at some point, you got to turn the page and appreciate other good quarterbacks that have come through this franchise.
I totally agree. And Matt Ryan retiring yesterday, and we spent a lot of time on it, you know, signs the one-day contract and retires as a Falcon. And we spent a lot of time on reflecting on the legacy of Matt Ryan. I said give him some love. At the end of the show, we did a last call. Give him some love. And a lot of guys called in and talked about their favorite moments and things that Matt did and that reflected this community as well as what he did for this team. But moving forward, and we've been saying this, you've got to get excited about this team. We hadn't won enough for us to be excited. Mm-hmm. We haven't had exciting enough players, okay? And if they are, they hadn't gotten the ball enough because the quarterback situation has been a mess. So as you look forward and you say, there's no way, Dukes, there's no way in hell that the Falcons would do anything like this. You want to talk about a curveball? There it is. You want to talk about going in a different direction where you say, hey, what are they going to do? Because I know they're not going to do this. Well, what if they did that in this quarterback-rich draft? And Mike says it makes no sense, and I know many people think that. But I got to tell you, if you have convictions on a player and you think that's the guy, teams do it. This team did it last year with Bijan Robinson.
Now, I understand your logic to a degree. I just think that you've got 2 years, 3 years with Kirk Cousins. And there's buyouts involved. You got like anything else. You can move off any player like the Giants should be doing with Daniel Jones. But if you get to where we're picking, I'll take Roma Dunze before I take Michael Penix. I'll take the best, you know, wide receiver. I still don't understand the Darnell Mooney thing, but they did.
What's up, Darnell?
Hey, man. Can't wait to meet. I'm looking forward to meet the guy and see what he's all about. One great year in Chicago and the rest, a lot of meh. But if you go with Roma Dunze, now you're saying, hey, all the eggs are in the offensive basket. It's a lot like 16. Give Kirk Cousins everything he needs to cook. That's okay. I mean, still not a great idea, but okay. The best idea is to trade down, but as Carl's pointed out, you need to have partners. So how do you trade down? You throw cock and bull stories out there about Michael Penix, and you create some sense of urgency that guys are going to be going, hey, man, we're going to, I said this to Carl earlier. Some gentleman, we better give the Falcons everything they want. I'm kind of doing like Slim Pickens right there. You better run back and get a blank load of dimes. Sorry, that's a Blazing Saddles reference. Or the Falcons are going in on Penix. We got to give them a first rounder, a second rounder, a next year's second. We got to give it all. But I just don't think there's any general managers who look at this and say that's a viable option for us with all the holes. Because if you can trade down, yes. If you can't trade down, go with the best athlete. The best athlete on all the mocks would be one of the wide receivers not selected in the first seven. But then, Carl, we still need a corner. And most experts are feeling they're not, like said, this corner right now is the one you've got to take at eight. And there's no edge rusher you got to take at eight. But if you can't trade down, what are you going to do?
Well, that's the question. And then you go, well, we love this guy and we take him. And you may not like it, and I may not like it, but it may be the thing that they do. 404-726-0929. Go to our poll. You can answer that question at Dukes and Bell 929, which many of you have. And many of you, as I said today, Mike, maybe the folks who are just getting off of work here in the 4 o'clock hour, maybe the comments continue to be as smart as they were in the 2 o'clock hour when it comes to this conversation.
Again, guys, this is where the folks who work for a living start checking in, the guys who are watching Judge Judy in their boxer shorts. These are the guys that actually
don't judge.
These are the guys who understand how this football team needs to be built and not sit there. And again, part of it is also born from a frustration with Kirk Cousins. You hate Kirk Cousins so much you want to see us draft a quarterback who's going to watch Kirk Cousins for 3 years, which makes less than zero sense.
I like Judge Judy, by the way. Hey, we're going to talk more about this with you coming up. Also, Torrey McElhaney from the Falcons is going to stop by. And what did our general manager say today? He spoke.
Ah.
You want to know some insight into maybe what they're thinking up there at Flowery? Stay tuned. Yeah. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
And how did you know I had my boxer shorts on when I was watching? I want to know. Hey, man. Kirby Smart says players ask about NIL, but not about NFL player success. I'm going to say that again. Players ask about NIL, but not about player success. NFL player success. This is the issue. And Kirby is maneuvering this. We just had a great guest on, Anaya Smith, wide receiver, Texas A&M. Just go back and listen to the end of that interview where he talks about what went wrong with Jimbo and why the team didn't ultimately achieve its goals. We can even go back to Mike's point about Nick Saban saying, well, they bought all their players. and they had the number one recruiting class in the country and got nothing from it because of the greed of NIL and everybody else looking out for self.
Right. It just completely imploded. And it was a great conversation with Anais. The kid, I mean, in his own words, basically said everything that people who can't stand NIL talk about. The thing is, you got to find that balance. Like, for instance, Bear Alexander. He's just, did I read right? He was in the portal out of USC. He was looking. So you start to get, you know, it's just because you transfer out of one program doesn't make you a bad person or a bad seed or you're selfish or you got a helicopter parents. But enough about Kevin Sumlin's quarterbacks, because that did happen down there when he was at A&M. But in all seriousness, Joe Burrow was in a situation that was untenable for him in Columbus. He goes to LSU and the rest is history. But a lot of guys, you got to find that balance. Some of these guys are only in it for NIL.
Yep.
And if that's it, then that's a team that's going to destroy itself just the way A&M imploded on itself. I was amazed when he talked about Jimbo not having any leadership. I don't know what his coaching staff was like at A&M. Jimbo had a really good coaching staff and had some OGs in Tallahassee. I don't know what he had in A&M, but maybe he needed some of those dudes that stuck around Tallahassee when he left.
No doubt. I mean, I just –
you need to have some. You need to have a compass. You got to have some guys whipping some buttons.
That's right.
But here's the thing. When you got a guy making six figures or more, you're not listening to the coach. I'll say, screw that noise. I get in the portal.
Wait a minute. That's it right there. See, it used to be you weren't making a damn thing. I had to listen. Mike, now I'm making this money.
Yeah.
And it changes things. This is what I said about the motivation when you're, and this is no disrespect to Carson Beck. It just so happens he's driving one. But when you're driving a Lamborghini, Mike, screw you. Well, I'm just saying.
But then
that's what's going on around college football.
Hey, coach, what's that? You want me to run some? How about this? How about kiss my? And I'm gonna go in the portal.
I'm just saying.
I'll see you in the portal, because that's the thing. Now I understand, coach. Yes, we all know that coaches can leave every time, but coaches generally leave, you know, when it's a
better
rare
opportunity. Yes,
you know, but in a case of a player, there still has to be. That's why some guys are saying, look, standardize the portal, figure out a way to make it one shot, one time in the year, so you can build your roster around it. But still, the Texas A&M is the perfect example of everything that guys say is wrong. I got no problem with guys making money, but you got to find, as we just said, that coach can find the balance between the guys going to put the work in and have an ethic that care about a championship. Carl, what happens when guys start jumping off teams and sitting out these playoff games now that the field's expanded?
Yeah.
Which I think is going to happen this year.
It's a great sale for kids that will listen, Kirby said. There's a lot of them that want to ask about NIL, Kirby Smart. He says they don't want to ask about what your NFL players have done. But I think it's much more about how important you develop players than how much NIL you make. As long as that is in perspective at Georgia, Kirby and the Dogs are going to be fine.
Right.
And I've said this. He's in a unique situation. I don't need you. There are a lot of programs who can't say that. There are a lot of programs, Mike, who don't have the depth or kids clamoring to want to go there because they've seen Georgia, who is now relevant again and playing for national championships. Kirby has the luxury for everybody who says, oh, he's such a good, nice guy. I don't need you.
No, he can play that kind of Saban thing. But here's the thing. Even Saban got to a point where I'm done with this. Even Nick Saban got to a point. Now, granted, he's much older than
Correct.
Kirby. Kirby's in his prime.
Yes.
But so I don't think you can correlate to guys that are already hitting us up on that argument. Meanwhile, Jaden Rashada is in Athens today, supposedly.
Yes, yes.
And tomorrow, supposedly. He was a guy that was reported to make a ridiculous amount of money, which none of it ever happened down in Florida. Remember the Florida Gator Collective? That whole thing went nowhere. He wound up at Arizona State.
Oh, another Gator here coming to Georgia, huh?
Right. Right. But, yeah, Jaden Rashada is a guy that Kirby said he wanted a fourth quarterback, and if he sticks, you got one.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I thought those comments from Kirby just resonate. Players ask about NIL, but not how NFL players are having success that went here.
A defensive lineman doesn't want to hear about everybody that's come through this program?
Well,
that's amazing.
That's what's crazy. I mean, you've put more guys in the NFL over the last 4 years than probably any other school in the country, right? And this year it's Michigan's turn because they just went to the chip and won the chip, and that's fine. But you should. If I'm a kid going to Georgia, that's what I want to know. How do I become Jalen Carter? Right? How do I become
Trayvon Walker?
Exactly. Exactly. What's up, O?
Nick Saban, what he used to do for recruiting, he would send out like a little postcard, and it would have all the first round picks from that previous year, Alabama, and the contracts they signed.
Right.
That's what the appeal was like. He wasn't about NIL. Like, oh, 4 years, 3 years from now, you come here, this is what you're going to get, this NFL money right here.
That's what our buddy Corey Miller, you know, big Corey, sounds like Michael Clark Duncan when his son was going there to play linebacker. So basically, that was the pitch. Do what the coaches tell you. Put the work in. You're going to be in the NFL and get paid.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. It is Dukes and Bell. We're coming back. We've got plenty more to dive into. Lots of guys already chiming in on the poll question and the thoughts of this team, potentially, drafting a quarterback, Michael Penix Jr. And why him? You're saying, well, why Penix? Best pocket passer in this draft. If that's what you want, that's what you covet, then maybe that's what you fall in love with. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Troy McElhaney about the Falcons. You'll hear from our general manager and more. Grant McCauley set to join us as well in the 5 o'clock hours. The Braves continue their series. More draft conversation coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Teach me how to. It's Dukes and Bell, and we're getting ready for the NFL draft. So we need to find out what our general manager is thinking. So let's hear from him, Mike, because he spoke today. Mike and I, again, will be up at the Ticketmaster Studios on Friday doing the show live there. And looking forward to seeing, you know, I think the intrigue going into Thursday for us is always who we're going to be sitting with the next day.
Right.
I was super excited to have Bijan because I was for him and for that pick. And, you know, he's going to be a great player for us. This year, there's just a lot of areas in which we could go. So Terry Fontenot, Mike, was talking about why Raheem Morris was not at the press conference today, and that it means, you know, the decision-making chain is a little different than it previously was, because people were like, oh, well, where's Ra? Here's what Terry Fontenot, our general manager, said about the situation.
No, not at all. And we talked about it, and with this particular press conference, Raheem will be, after each pick, he'll be in. We'll be sitting next to each other, maybe with waters, just in case we start. If Raheem would have been here, he would have had a water, but no, it's just the GM, so he's not worried about me. But to answer you, you're right. But to answer your question, no, we just talked about this one and thought it made more sense just for me to be here. But after the draft, it'll be both of us. And the process hasn't changed. It's everything is about alignment. Everything's about collaboration. It's been really fun going through it, this whole process with him and the coaches, because it's the Colin Powell quote about loyalty. And we've all heard it that, hey, when you're in those meetings, that when you're going through, when you're debating, then we want independent thinkers. We don't want groupthink. We want independent thinkers giving their opinions. But then as we work through it and you walk out hand in hand. So when we talk about alignment, we're aligned.
Okay.
So he wants independent thinkers. Nobody kissing his butt.
Well, correct. And you know, that
means, no, yes, man.
Well, but that also means if somebody says Michael Penix Jr., you don't laugh. You go, okay, why? And then the next guy goes. And then the next guy goes. But here's the thing, Mike.
Oh, wait, somebody's going to say Michael Penix? You know what I say? Come here. Come here real quick. All right, we're at Flower Branch. Do me a favor. Can you run down to Publix and get me a sub? Thanks.
Here's the thing about Raheem not being there. They don't have to answer questions about whether one guy likes a guy or he doesn't. So Raheem is not there, but he said in that statement he will be able and they will talk after the draft picks. Well, that's the norm.
Right.
Today, he wasn't there, Mike, because guess what? Ra, do you like Latu or do you prefer Dallas Turner? And as they're working through this, well, what about you, Terry? And all of a sudden, Mike, you know what we're looking for? Not us, but the people who are there. They're looking for some dissension. They're looking for somehow that they don't agree on something, and there it is. And so you don't have to worry about that if the head coach is not there.
Well, you left out the other guy in the room.
Who's that?
Well, actually, he's locked in the closet. Rich McKay, you have no input on
okay,
this.
Okay, come on. Now, stop. Stop that. Stop
no,
that.
We're not going to go get Dallas Turner.
Come on. He's locked in a closet.
Oh, it's in the actually the room is it's in the Atlanta United side of the building.
Come on now, that's not right.
Let's ask Rich McKay. What's that, Rich? You say you want Dallas Turner?
That's just not fair. You don't. Do you think he has any? Do you think he has any input?
For those of you
think he has any input,
that's all a joke. Yes, Rich McKay.
Yes, sweet, that is.
Now again. After the debacle of the firing press conference, they realized that Rich McKay, fair or unfair, became the lightning rod to so much of the fan base as the constant in this team's ineptitude the last 6 years, so they got him out of the picture. But I can't imagine that Rich is not somehow involved in this process.
Okay. I think, listen, I do think you can ask him a question and how he feels. I do not think he makes any decisions. You just don't.
Rich, take the gag off. What did Rich say? I'm telling you, I still think he's still involved in this stuff. Just my gut. Nothing to base it on.
Right.
Just my gut.
Let's hear Terry Fontenot talking about drafting a quarter. What? Drafting a quarterback. Here's Terry Fontenot.
Yeah, man. So the good question. So the quarterback position is it's got to be, I mean, in all of sports, right? That's a no one has solved that puzzle, right? It's not a it's not a perfect science. We wish it was, but it's just not. So, and you look at different drafts, and you look at the history of drafts and over the last 10 years, and you look at quarterbacks, and there's times that, hey, there's a few in the draft, there's time there's none, there's time that it's just – so it's just unique. And it's the most important position in football, right? It's such a critical spot. So to the question earlier about how Green Bay has operated and how some other teams have operated, I think you have to think like that because it is – you're going to weigh it, right? Because again, it's our board. It's how we see the players. But if we see a player that we believe can be a franchise quarterback at any point, whether it's this draft, next draft, whether it's a player we can trade for, whatever it is, then you have to bring that player in because again, we're talking about the next 4 to 5 years plus when we're talking about guys that we're drafting.
Nah, I mean, okay.
Did you hear what he said?
In theory, yes.
But did you hear what he said?
And if you draft Michael Penix, you won't have a job in 4 years because you're going to need more players to help Kirk Cousins get where you need to be in the next two.
And now, another misguided prediction from Nostradamus.
Did you hear what he said?
He is providing fodder for the rest of the league. Yes, guys, we'll look at everybody. I've drafted the best athlete. Penix isn't even the top 15 athletes in this draft.
That doesn't matter if he's the best athlete. He's one of the best quarterbacks.
Quarterback,
he's one of the best guys that plays his position.
It's not a need right now. And I'm telling you guys.
Who cares about need?
Well, okay then. Guys, let's go get a quarterback. And you just wasted your first pick, and now we'll watch Kirk Cousins while he makes that money, which is slotted, by the way. Not chicken feed to be a top 10 pick. And again, you get nothing from him other than what people can rant and rave about his preseason work and you want to bench Kirk Cousins, which will be perfect for this town. It's a waste. It's a waste of a pick.
That's not what Terry Fontenot said. Can I hear the soundbite one more time? Mike, listen to what he says about the quarterback thing.
Yeah, man. So the good question. So the quarterback position is it's got to be, I mean, in all of sports, right? No one has solved that puzzle. Right, it's not a perfect science.
He's
we wish it was,
right here.
But it's just not. Right. So, and you look at different drafts, and you look at the history of drafts, and over the last 10 years, and you look at quarterbacks, and there's times that hey, there's a few in the draft. There's time there's none. There's time that it's just so it's just unique, and it's the most important position in football. Right, it's such a critical spot. So. To the question earlier about how Green Bay has operated and how some other teams have operated.
Listen.
I think you have to think like that because it is you're going to weigh it, right? Because, again, it's our board. It's how we see the players. But if we see a player that we believe can be a franchise quarterback at any point, whether it's this draft, next draft, whether it's a player we can trade for, whatever it is, then you have to bring that player in.
Stop right there. Got it. Stop it right there.
He's lying.
Stop it right there.
He's freaking lying.
You have to bring that guy in.
Yeah, you bring him in to let the rest of the league think you're interested in him so you can con somebody into more picks to move up to where you're picking at 8.
He just said bring him in. He's talking about drafting him, Mike, whether it's this year or next year or the year after next.
I just gave a guy $180 million to go draft a quarterback. Freaking brilliant. Come on. This is a fugazi, and I'm being respectful. Terry, he's giving you misdirection. Like every general manager, because he's trying to draw interest. So, again, maybe Jerry Jones' idiot son looking to draft the heir apparent to Dak. We better give the Falcons everything, Daddy. They really love him, the Penix. We're not drafting Michael Penix at 8, guys. It makes no sense.
You have to think like that. The words of our general manager. You heard it directly from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, I heard it.
He said it.
I heard him throwing a bunch of nonsense.
You have to think like that. When he said, you look at what Green Bay does. He was setting you up right there, and he says, you have to think that way. And if we think we have a guy that's a franchise quarterback, we bring him in, draft him this year, next year, whenever we have the opportunity.
You don't even believe this. You don't even believe this yourself.
I didn't say it. He said it.
And general managers talk crap every single year.
All I said was today, when I told you guys, what if they draft Penix, and you guys lost your mind, and now the general manager, hours later, we're playing this soundbite, and he's backing up exactly what I said.
No, he's just telling you a bunch of nonsense that in case the team wants to move up. If they don't like anything, they got some needs. The wide receiver, the best player would probably be Roman Dunze and Malik Nabers if he's there. If it's a defensive player and they do believe in the value system, which he certainly does, and the best athlete that's a need isn't there at 8, you try to trade down. If you don't trade down...
Why does he believe in the value system?
He doesn't. I'm just saying that. That's why they're looking to move down. He does. If they don't see Dallas Turner as an 8th overall pick. Every stupid analyst does because it's lazy.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Time out now. Say that again.
We've covered this. Come on.
No. Because it's been 6 weeks if all I've heard is Dallas Turner.
Yeah, but because every analyst goes out there and throws it out there.
Score! say it.
All right, let me twist it back to you.
Because my whole thing, Mike, was he's not the best edge rusher in this draft. And you guys killed me. All of a sudden it's a flip.
Stop it.
I think it's Latu. Really?
No. I don't even know Latu is. You don't know Latu is. You just don't like Dallas Turner.
No, it's not that I don't like Dallas Turner. I said from day one.
Took it to the house.
Yeah, he didn't do any of that. I said from day one, he's the best pass rusher. If you want to go get the best edge rusher, this is the guy.
So why don't we just go get him at 8? And why, by the way, do you want Michael Penix or you want Latu? Would you like your boy Latu or you want Michael Penix?
I'm not telling you that Michael Penix is the pick. What I'm telling you
but
is
if you can't
that's
trade
the
down,
curveball that may happen
it's
and you
not,
guys
it's
are
not.
Going to not
no,
like it.
In a million years, they're not going to draft. But this is to draw interest for teams who can't get to Drake May or
J.J.
McCartney.
I heard Terry.
And if you want to come up, if you're the Raiders or the Vikings or the Broncos or Seattle Seahawks, I really like Penix, wink, wink. So you're going to have to give me another third rounder or second rounder. It's a joke. And by the way,
that's because you don't like it. It's not a joke when the general manager says he values quarterbacks. Don't like it. And that's why you think it's a joke.
It is a joke. And if Fontenot, by the way, if Fontenot does draft Michael Penix, he's a bigger idiot than I thought over the Kyle Pitts pick.
What do we have coming up in Guide Talk?
Well, what if you're planning on going on a darkness retreat?
I might need to after this draft.
Who are you going to call?
I know a guy that did it.
That's the guy you call. What if one of the most disliked players in the NBA calls Aaron Rodgers to get some advice?
Interesting.
We'll tell you how that one went down. And good news for our friends working at Delta. It's all coming up in Guy Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
For Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah! Yes!
Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Where the players play. Before you know it, Carl, we'll be up at camp. It's amazing how quickly the year starts rolling, right? Once you get through the draft, NFL's always in your consciousness as a football, as a sports fan here in America. Later on, we get the schedule will drop, and then boom, we're at Hooters up there in Buford. And we're talking with Latu Latu.
I don't know who it's going to be, but I know this. I hope whoever it is, Mike, is an impactful player. That's we can all agree on that, right? It doesn't matter the position. It's more about the impact that individual is going to have, like helping our team win. That's what I'm hoping. Right. Yeah. We don't want a buster. We don't want to bust.
Right. If that's why, and we'll continue the argument at 5 o'clock in the discussion. Torrey McElhaney is going to join us next hour from Falcons.com. But, yeah, just – I mean, like, see, here's the thing. We are under the impression, at least I am, that we're going for the most impactful players, to your point. But if they actually did really – if he's actually believing what he was spinning with that Penix rap, you got to be – I mean, that quarterback rap, like, come on.
I know. Listen, and I know – I said this today. Did I not, Orange? Chris, I said, you guys are not going to like this. But when we started talking about it, and then that soundbite, that is not anything that I prompted Terry Fontenot to say. But when he says all this stuff about – coveting the quarterback, and if you feel like it's a deep draft and all this stuff, Mike may be exactly right. And maybe there is an idiot team that makes a deal and we get over and we add additional picks, and all of a sudden now we can even add to our pot, right? Our draft capital. But what if he's not joking? Like, what if this is how they're viewing these quarterbacks? Yeah. That's the thing.
I say nonsense. Hey, man, we'll get more into it coming up. Real quick, got some consumer news you can use.
All right.
Now, for years, guys, you've heard Dukes and Bell talk about how much we love Buckhead Butcher Shop. It is the premium butcher shop. You cannot beat the selection, the vibe. It just, there's nothing like it anywhere in the country. Well, now there's two of them. Just talked to our man Connor. The new Buckhead Butcher Shop West, opening in Cobb County. It's going to be over on Johnson's Ferry. I mean, it's funny. It's literally right around the corner where Craig Sager's house used to be in Indian Hill. But anyway, the new BBS will be 1062 Johnson's Ferry Road. He just hit us up this afternoon to let us know. So that'll be open on May 1st, guys. So for dudes that are looking to get the best meats, then it's now you don't have to drive in a Buckhead. You'll have that option.
Well, they've been looking for the right location for months. And I can tell you guys this now, you know, that they've announced this. But, Mike, there was, you know, a lot of discussion about where to kind of put it. Because if you continue to go Johnson's Ferry and then you run into 400, all of a sudden you're Sandy Springs, you're closer, right? You're moving closer to the Buckhead location. He's like, look, I want to be away from that. So I'm excited to see what this location looks like, because we know what we do. You know, Buckhead, they host, you can cook, there's all kind of stuff. But congratulations to Connor and Katie and the folks at Buckhead Butcher Shop.
Right on. Hey, we had some fun the other day. There was a poll that came out, and some people don't like anonymous polls, but players are never going to say who they don't like. They'll do it anonymously. The number one guy this year was Rudy Gobert. A lot of people don't like Rudy Gobert in the league.
How does Rudy sound, by the way?
Well, first off, the onion kapoops do not appreciate the greatness of my game. The athleticism I play defense. Something you in Atlanta have no need for.
What about when Draymond grabbed you, though?
Well, Draymond is a punk. They don't like him in Golden State. Yes. He is recently in the Peste Graveyard with his career.
Well, that's true.
But true. Il est un fou.
What's that?
Don't know. You don't want to know. So listen to this. I had a terrible first year in Minnesota. Okay. It was an adjustment period from being in Utah. First off, I had not had been drank. You can't get good wine in Utah. But I digress. So distracted, I talked to my man Aaron Rodgers, because who is the best person with a grasp on reality?
Oh, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
So I went and did a 4-day darkness retreat at Sky Cave in Oregon.
Wow.
And I talked to him about it. He said, here's how you do it. A retreat for meditation. Individual stays in a place without light. No light, in total darkness.
Darkness.
Do they have darkness retreats for the big and tall? Is that what that was?
I asked for the double XL cave.
So you got what you needed out of it?
Good. The reason for doing this range for people who want to know themselves more. I wanted to know who is the real Rudy Gobert.
Okay.
And you know what I found?
What?
He is a black hole. My inner journey, it brought me peace and the realization that I am the biggest tool in the NBA.
Oh, okay. So you agree with this poll then?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
You must, you know, you must be self-aware. You must know who yourself are. And I am a total tool. As we say in France, a douche. Anyway, he booked his stay last May. Apparently, this is before the Team France World Cup training camp for the Basketball World Championship. Rudy spent 64 hours in his dark room. You got to see what it looks like. It literally looks like a poor man's, like somebody did their own version of the Shire from The Hobbit. Like there's like a door leading to like the side of a hill. That's what this thing looks like with rocks around it.
Can I ask you guys though? Does this work? I mean, like 64 hours in a dark room.
I can tell you from that personal experience, it was a powerful experience. I felt a huge reset. I felt a powerful checkpoint in my life.
Okay.
I had a lot of gratitude. I go back to the league. I say, if everyone hates me, chapeau on them. I stick it to them.
Wait, why'd you do your arm like
because
that?
Because that's how we do it in France. We are not sleeping. They cannot see this. I'm action.
You just did this thing with your arm.
When you're in the dark, it shows the things that are inside of you. If you are negative, you see negative things. You're positive, you see positive things.
I can see that in the light, Rudy.
And all I saw at the end of the day was a big douche, which I am.
Oh, jeez.
Did you not say that on the radio? I'm sorry. Apologize for those listening in their cars. Or as we say in France, le voiture.
Le voiture.
Il est en fou. Écoutez, online, you may have gotten the line I was bleeped out on the radio
yes,
for.
Yes, yes, yes. You don't really feel that way about yourself.
Yes, though. I am a tool. I am a jerk. You must know my inner self is a jerk.
Okay.
Picture, you know that Sam Blankman idiot from Crypto?
Oh, yes.
Picture him meets.
He stole a lot of money.
Picture that meets Jack Black on crack.
Oh.
That's me. That's how bad I am.
Wow. It's 7 feet tall.
But 7 feet tall. And chokeable face.
Ask Draymond.
Yes. You must know yourself, Carl. You must begin this journey to inner knowledge. All right, there you go. There's Rudy Gobert's knowledge trip. Hey, man, speaking of the NBA last night, the Sixers, they felt they got hosed. Joel Embiid, it was pretty funny. He was working the refs, and LeBron was working the refs. But the thing about the Sixers, I got to admit, growing up a Knicks fan and everything, I will say the Knicks were getting away with murder.
Oh,
Nick
yeah.
Nurse couldn't get a timeout while his guys were getting mugged on the floor. But it's really funny because with less than a minute left, here's what it sounded like on the Sixers television broadcast.
You'd love to, but the goal is not having home court advantage to getting home court advantage by winning one of the two games on the road. Job done. Let's head down to the turnpike.
Now we split them. Stay tuned. Post-game live is going to be fun. Brunson pushing off. No whistle.
Stay tuned. The postgame is going to be fun.
That's crazy.
Until the next close 4 points in the final 15 seconds and win the game.
It's never over.
Right.
You got to wait until it's done.
Just bananas, man. So, yeah, that didn't work out so well. So now Sixers fans, even more reason to be angry. In this case, be angry at your own television broadcast crew for jinxing the Sixers.
You know what Rudy would say, right? Pooh.
Ha, pooh.
Pooh.
Met. You know what met is? When your dog makes you step in it. Les deux. You have to wash off a number one without stepping in number two.
Did you eat while you were in this dark room?
Yes, I did. Escargot. Escargot and Perrier.
Yeah. Perrier.
And omelette du fromage. Delicious. By the way, guys, hit us up on the text line. They want me to do the draft analysis. No, we're not doing that, okay? We're not doing the whole show as Rudy Gobert. Stop it. Just stop it.
You know how this started, by the way, guys. We were in here one day.
About what Rudy did. What did you say to Draymond?
Yes. And Mike, we played a soundbite from Rudy Gobert. And right. I said, Rudy doesn't sound like that. And Mike says, yes, he does.
We played the soundbite. Listen to me. I have a very punchable face. Super aggravating. French. I'm cheap shot artist. Some men create with clay, others with watercolor. I create with cheap shots.
So
and I will not fight. I don't punch. You punch me, I would be in the tradition of France. I say I surrender.
I'm from France.
I drop the white flag.
We play that
I will not engage.
And it sounded just like him. So that's how that whole thing got started. But Rudy did do the dark room thing. That's a true story.
You
know, I know how much, I know how much he has my team, how much he has my teammates, how much pressure he puts on the other team.
Pressure.
Usually,
yes.
I know I'm very rarely going to get the ball on that play, but.
I'll be honest with you, Cat is a real pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah, but thank goodness for Ant-Man, huh?
Ant-Man. Well, actually, as we say in France, l'entre homme. We say entre homme. H-O-M-M-E. At home.
At home.
It's my at home. Hey, let's move on real quick. I got 30 seconds left. Good news for Delta employees. Got a big raise, baby.
Hey, congratulations.
My whole neighborhood is Delta, one of the largest employees, obviously, here in the state. 5% raise for the employees across the board.
That's good.
Also raised the minimum starting wage to $19 an hour for folks that are, you know, we're doing other things in the company. But that's great news to hear. Guys not doing their job up at JFK. Did you see the video of the Swiss Air jet that was attempting to take off at JFK? Slight problem. As the guy looked down the runway, I see four planes crisscrossing the runway.
Oh.
Yeah, the local air traffic controller has got have some planning to do. Yeah, Swiss Airjet basically had, you heard it, they had it on ABC last night on the nightly. He was like, we're boarding, because they saw a look down the runway. And I watch those air disaster shows on Smithsonian. So, yeah, needless to say, somebody is going to be in trouble.
Yeah, that's terrible.
No accident. Nobody was harmed.
No, but it seems like more and more of this stuff, like close call at JFK, more and more of this stuff.
Well, I got a buddy who's retired from the FAA. He was an air traffic controller for years. And the stuff, sometimes you don't want to know. Be honest about that. On that happy note, there's your guy talk. Times like this, I turn to booze. Go get your Dukes of Bell Hey Man Ale, or as Rudy Gobert would say, hey, hello home. Go get the watermelon lime, man. It's out there. It'll be hitting the stores next weekend, says our brewmaster at Oconee.
Who's rising? Who's falling? Who may be exactly where
Please
we
take
think
off
they
your
are.
Hat and stand at attention, Kyle.
We're going to talk about it as part of the Falcon Report and more from Terry Fontenot as he enlightens us about what they're thinking about as they approach the draft. It's Dukes and Bell with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.